Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. This month's essay is A Not-So-Gentle Oriental. It was written by Gordon Perry and George Lohmiller and is read by Jack Burnett.
In spite of its delicate appearance, the showy oriental poppy, Papaver oriental, is among the hardiest of perennials. It is also one of the easiest to grow, requiring only a sunny spot with perhaps a bit of afternoon shade and an organic soil with good drainage. Poppies prefer slightly acidic conditions, but benefit from a light sprinkling of lime or wood ashes every 3 or 4 years. A 5-10-10 or 10-10-10 fertilizer worked into the soil each April will assure abundant flowers in early to mid-June. Mature plants often produce 4 to 6 inch wide flowers on 3-foot stalks. Most people are familiar with the fiery orange-scarlet poppy, each petal splashed with black at its base. While these loud dressers catch a lot of attention in the garden, many hybrids dress in tamer tones. Add pink, maroon, and peach to your poppy palette for an eye-catching display. Oriental poppies start to blossom in June and last until the first real heat of summer. Once blooming ceases, the leaves turn yellow and the plant becomes a visual liability to the garden unless it is hidden amidst the companionable foliage of more enduring perennials such as Shasta daisy, iris, and daylily. Poppies make beautiful and lasting cut flowers when harvested and handled properly. Gather them early in the morning, choosing flowers that have just opened. Cut the stems on a slant with a sharp blade, then sear the bottom 2 or 3 inches of each stem until it is black. Use a wooden match or gas burner to do this. Put them in a deep vase with warm water, and your bouquet should look good for a week. By mid to late August, the foliage will become brown and crisp. If you wish to divide the plant, now is the time. Lift the entire clump carefully, digging down as far as 18 inches. With a bit of persuasion, a clump can be pulled apart by hand to yield 3 or 4 new plants. Each division should have 1 to 3 crowns, or growing points, and a large root mass. Plant 18 inches apart, setting the crowns 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface. Keep watered until frost, and mulch lightly with straw after the ground freezes.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.